It's time for Rhema for Today.
Had a fellow in my church one time, church I was pastoring. One of his favorites, sometimes, you know, in singing, worshiping God, the song leader just say, you know, now, over here in this second, your favorite chorus, just name it, and he'd sing it, you know. And over here, your favorite chorus, and you know, they'd do that sometimes. This fella, always, I mean, boy, he is first, Johnny on the spot, you know, we say. He's all, his favorite, there's a little chorus we used to sing, you know. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? Our God specializes things thought impossible.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And in that owl sermon, I had this illustration. I was preaching that same sermon in Bottom, Texas, in the Full Gospel Church there. And I gave one illustration, but the pastor said, Brother Hagin said, let me give you another good illustration to go along with that. He said, I was raised up out here in the country, out from there in Fannin County, out from Bonham. Bonham's the county seat of the county. I was raised up out here on the farm, you know. And as a little boy, my daddy found a couple of baby owls in the woods. And so I don't know what had happened to the mother, but they were there, left alone. And so he brought those two owls to the barn. And they were just babies, just little things. And he said, I fed them every day. And they grew up. When they got grown, one of them stood 40 inches high. And the other one stood 38 inches high. Quite some owls, weren't they? And he said they'd come up every morning because I fed them just outside the back door at the old farmhouse, you see. Some pan, you know, that, you know, had a hole in it or something, you know. Mama had thrown it away, so he'd take that pan and put a rag in that hole, you know. And then he'd put scraps out there, pour some stuff, whatever, into these pans. Now, one thing about it, he said, they wouldn't eat out of one another's pan. You just put food in one pan, that one eat out of it. They wouldn't eat out of their pan, see. And then he said, they'd come there every morning and I got up. I mean, you know, and they'd done it from time, there's little things. But they'd always be sitting out there waiting. I mean, earliest time I ever got up, they're always sitting out there waiting. When I'd go out with the food, they'd be sitting there, you know, and I'd pour it into the pans. And all the time, I don't know, he said, but all the time I'm pouring out that food into those pans. They're sitting there shaking their head like that. And then he said I'd walk off and I'd look back. You know, as long as they can see me, they wouldn't start eating. They'd just sit there and keep doing like that. So I'd get around the corner of the house and hide or go into the house and peep out the window. And then they'd eat. When they got through eating, he said they'd sit there for a little bit and do their heads this way. I know I got an illustration. A lot of people come to church, hear your prayer. Oh, that's right. And then they go out and live this way. Anyway, hallelujah, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he's our Father too, praise God, we're in the family of God. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father, Jesus said, in my name, he will give it you. I bow my knees unto the Father of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. I'm in the family of God. Hallelujah. He is my Father. Well, I said he wants to carry. He wants to bear your burdens. He wants to carry your load. are loads. Casting. But you've got to do something with it. He's not going to take it away from you. Amen. Now cast in all of your care, the whole of your cares. I'm talking about the individual prayer life or the prayer life of the individual. This is something that should go on in our individual prayer life. See, a lot of times they want me to cast their cares on them, on the Lord for them. You do it for them. I can't. No one else can. I said, no one else can. They're your cares. They're not mine. I can't spend your money for it. Now, I could if you turned it over to me, but I haven't got anybody to ever turn their money over to me yet. And they probably won't. Amen. No, you see, it's yours. Casting the whole. How many of them? All are the whole. That's all of them, of your cares. Well, now that means that he wants me to be carefree. He wants me to be worry-free. Casting the whole of your cares, Amplified Translation, all of your worries, all of your anxieties, all of your concerns. Boy, that's just all of it. That's all there is to it, isn't it? Where are you going to cast it? On Brother Hagin? No. The pastor? No, he's got enough cares as it is. He don't need yours on top of it. On him, the Father, the Lord, your Father. For he cares for you affectionately and about you watchfully. You know, Peter is the one that wrote that. Inspired by the Spirit of God. Don't you remember? 1 Peter 5:7. Remember? Peter's the one that wrote that. Well, I'm not much on following somebody that's preaching something they're not practicing, are you? But you know, Peter must know what he's talking about. He was put in jail. And they're going to cut his head off. That's what they say they're going to do. They're going to behead him. He must have cast that on the Lord because he's so sound asleep. How many people could sleep sound and going to be beheaded in the morning? Huh? Come on. He must have cast that on the Lord too because he was so sound asleep. That angel had to smote him. That means he had to smite him. That means he had to hit him to get him up. And then he's so sound asleep that he didn't know for sure what was happening until he got outside the gate of the prison. Boy, that's sleeping, ain't it? Going to behead him the next day. Already killed one of them. Going to kill him now. That's the word they've got out. And he's sound asleep. You've got to be worry-free to be able to sleep like that. Time like that. And that little old burden you had. Yeah, but you don't know what they said about me. You don't know how awful they treated me. Oh my. Can't sleep over it. Some little old imaginary problem sometimes. Had a fellow in my church one time. Church I was pastoring. One of his favorites, sometimes, you know, in singing, worshiping God, the song leader just say, you know, now, over here in this second, your favorite chorus, just name it, and he'd sing it, you know. And over here, your favorite chorus, and you know, they do that sometimes. This fella, always, I mean, boy, he's first, Johnny on the spot, you know, we say. He's all, his favorite, there's a little chorus we used to sing, you know. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? Our God specializes things thought impossible. And he can do what no other power can do. Glory to God. That's it. Well, that's true. That's his favorite. Oh, sing it. Yeah, and he'd sing it and he'd clap his hands and just jump up and down, even get to dancing sometimes. So wonderful. But they started home from church one night. I know, because pastors, you know, a lot of times he gets involved on these family arguments. He's got to be the referee or something. Try to get help them straighten out, you know. Starting home, you know, just got through singing. Got any mountains, you know, any rivers you think are uncrossable. Got any mountains you can't tunnel through. God specializes in things thought impossible. Happy, jumping, dancing, shouting, talking in tongues. Got in the car and headed home. And his wife said, I don't know what the boy's name was, just called him down, said, honey, said, Johnny needs a new pair of shoes. Do you think I'm made out of money? It hadn't been 90 days since we bought that kid a pair of shoes. What in the world's he doing? Before you know, they got in a family argument. You know, talking about tunneling through mountains and crossing rivers and fell over a pair of kids' shoes. Come on. Amen. Sometimes, as it said in the Old Testament, it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. But thank God you can cast all your cares upon the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And coming up also April the 12th through the 14th is Rhema College Weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's a great time.
You know, it's a time that you ever thought, do I want to come to Rhema? Or what is Rhema all about? Well, come and visit our campus that weekend. You can attend classes. You can meet the dean. You can tour the campus. There's a worship night.
Yes.
Information about job and housing. And there's also a fun night. And, of course, you can attend a Rhema Bible Church on Sunday morning. So come check us out April the 12th through the 14th.
If you want to know more, just go to rbtc.org and
yes,
all the information is there.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.